all people.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Pentagon announcing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to depart Walter Reed later today following hospitalization to treat a bladder issue. Austin's hospitalization was the third since his diagnosis of prostate cancer last December. President Biden calling on House Leader Mike Johnson to take up a vote on the Senate-passed foreign aid package for critical aid to Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and Taiwan.
Republicans and Democrats in the Senate came together to send a message of unity to the world. It's time for the House Republicans to do the same thing, to pass this bill immediately, to stand for decency, stand for democracy, to stand up to a so-called leader hell-bent on weakening American security.
An earlier comprehensive measure in the Senate that included border funding was voted down by Republicans due to opposition from former President Trump. A fast-moving snowstorm in the Northeast today leading to school closures and some 1,200 flight cancellations. This is ABC News. Members of the Association of Flight Attendants are on the picket lines in airports around the country today, including Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. Flight attendants are demanding pay increases and better working conditions. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and over $2.5 billion will be spent on flowers alone. But ABC's Jim Ryan has a word of caution.
Some flowers can be hazardous to pets. Lilies, daffodils, tulips, and daisies all are toxic to dogs and cats if they're eaten. Water drunk from a vase of lilies can throw a cat into kidney failure. A chain of pet clinics in Great Britain saw a 60% rise in flower-related emergencies last February.
A woman from New Jersey breaking down a major league glass ceiling. Umpire Jen Pao set to work her first MLB spring training game next week. In regular season, she'll be in AAA. That's just one step away from the majors. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the upper 20s.
A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high low 40s. An inch or two of snow by tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday mixed with some clouds, cooler, high low 30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says it makes no sense to send more money to Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin will not lose this war. I say it that way as opposed to Ukraine can't win. Vladimir Putin will not lose.
The Wisconsin Republican was a no vote early Tuesday as the Senate passed an aid package for Ukraine and Israel. He's urging the bill's rejection in the House. A health alert for students who attended Vell Phillips Memorial High School in Madison last spring. A former student had an active case of tuberculosis. Public Health Madison Dane County will help parents with safety plans. And the Green Bay Area School District is reviewing comments by Superintendent Dr. Claude Tiller Jr. on an Atlanta radio program. There's not an available copy of the broadcast. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. With around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, Provisions Health, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of the remote meeting policy, appointment of a citizen member for the Recycling Committee, and reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The Dunn County Humane Society is asking for the public's help after the shelter took in 13 new dogs over the weekend due to various animal welfare emergencies. According to a post on social media, the Humane Society is asking for the public's help to either foster a dog for a short time or to donate food or toys for the shelter. The Dunn County Humane Society can usually handle 18 to 20 dogs comfortably, but their situation over the weekend found them needing space for a total of 21 dogs. UW Eau Claire and Mayo Clinic Health System are teaming up to teach about the medical field. The program will be held on six consecutive Mondays at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire with a different topic each week. The goal is to give people a taste of medical school to see if there's something they would like to pursue. The program begins April 1st. For more information, visit the UW-Eau Claire or Mayo websites. The State Assembly is set to vote today on a $2.1 billion tax cut package. The four bills passed the legislature's Joint Finance Committee on a party-line vote last week. The measure would expand the second lowest state tax bracket to include filers earning between $19,000 to $150,000 per year, exempt up to $75,000 of retirees' income, and expand tax credits for married filers and for those with children. Governor Tony Evers last year twice voted bills cutting taxes for the state's top earners, and it's unclear whether he'll sign any of these bills. A ship that sank in Lake Superior in 1940 has been located. The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society said a diver found the remains of the Arlington just north of the Keweenaw Peninsula in the UP. The wreck is under 650 feet of water, 35 miles out from shore. Crews from the Shipwreck Society confirmed that the wreck is the Arlington using towed sonar and underwater drones. The 224-foot freighter sank during a storm in May of 1940. Only its captain, Fred Burke, died in the incident. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
An investigation is underway after an alleged threat at Elk Mound Middle School. According to District Superintendent Eric Wright, the district, along with Elk Mound Police, continue to investigate a reported verbal threat at the middle school recently. Now, no other details on the threats were released. The Buffalo and Pepin County ADRC program is asking the public to tell them the important issues facing older adults in the community. ADRC is currently creating the 2025 to 2027 aging plan that will set local goals based on current and future needs of the community. To participate in the survey, call CAMI at 866-578-2372. Lawmakers in the Chippewa Valley want to reallocate untapped state funds toward emergency services grants to help fill the gap created by the closure of the hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. State Senator Jesse James.
We would give priority to those looking to provide the hospital emergency services to Chippewa County and then Eau Claire County. But Chippewa County lost their hospital. They don't have the services available.
State Senator Jesse James says St. Joseph's and Sacred Heart together account for 40% of ER visits in the region, serving 22,000 patients last year. Two bills would free up the money and allow it to be used for the grants. They're scheduled for a public hearing at the Capitol later this week. An Eau Claire woman is under arrest and accused of stabbing a man while they were breaking up. Prosecutors say the man went to a house that Cheyenne Larson was in, and they began to argue when she stabbed him in the chest. Eau Claire police say the victim then went to the fire station to get help. When officers went to the home, they say they saw broken glass and blood. They arrested Larson at the scene. She's now facing two felony domestic abuse charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank,
Durand. Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
A Red Wing business is responsible for providing the roller skates that were worn by R&B superstar Usher during Sunday's Super Bowl halftime performance. Riddell Skates promoted the new skate line called Flippers World Quads on social media. They've set a price tag of $1,450 for the skates. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikans.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Bush gunning for glory at Daytona. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Discover new opportunities together in a new Chevy. Meet up in an Equinox, winner of the J.D. Power Award for initial quality among compact SUVs. Lend a hand in the strong and capable Silverado. Or mix it up in a high-tech Trax with an available 11-inch diagonal touchscreen. Find family, friends, and fun in the Chevy that's right for you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. For J.D. Power 2023 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Kyle Busch has won just about every NASCAR Cup Series accolade there is, except for one glaring omission, the Daytona 500. In what will be his 19th attempt this Sunday, the Richard Childress Racing driver certainly wants to change that stat and take home the prestigious Harley J. Earl Trophy.
I would say as my years growing up as a kid, it was obviously always high. It was probably always a top three thing, but I think a championship is greater than the 500. So fortunately, I've been able to get two of those. But now that I've got about everything else, the Daytona 500 is number one on that list. Hopefully, I can go out there and get it. It's a tough one to win. It's a tough race to get. The competition being so tough and so tight, everybody's got a chance there.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
The Bucks shoot for their third straight win tonight when they take on the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks earned a season series split with Denver, beating the Nuggets 112-95. Doc Rivers' Bucks have now held back-to-back opponents under 100 points.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, you know, trusting it, clarifying it. 5-6 games ago, Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, if you have time, it's a good book. But he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. And that's what we're trying to do, simplify so we can play with fire.
Fourth-ranked Marquette on the road tonight in the Big East. They'll take on the Butler Bulldogs. Butler beat the Golden Eagles back in Milwaukee in January. 20th-ranked Badgers are back home tonight as well. They'll try to end a four-game losing streak and taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center, an 8 o'clock tip on Peacock. Red-hot Milwaukee Admirals at home against the Chicago Wolves tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Girls Hoops playoff brackets are out, and the first Winter Sports Championships are this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
On Sunday, as part of the WIAA's Girls Basketball Playoff Reveal Show, co-hosted by WSN's Norbert Durst on the statewide television network, the Girls Hoops postseason brackets were announced, as we now know the path to state for every team in Wisconsin. In a bit of a surprise, Verona is the top-ranked team in the WISSports.net D1 coaches poll, but got a 3-seed behind unbeaten Oregon and a very good Arrowhead squad in a tough sectional. The Wildcats played a tough non-conference schedule, but were likely hurt by a Big 8 conference that is down a bit overall this year. Head over to WISSports.net for the full brackets, including seeds, matchups, and regional pairings. The very first Winter Sports Championships are this weekend, with boys swimming and diving holding the honors. It is the 100th annual Boys Swim and Dive Championships, taking place Friday and Saturday at Waukesha South High School. There's still a couple weeks left in the boys basketball regular season before we move on to the playoffs, and last week featured some huge matchups in Southeast Wisconsin. In the rematch between D2 top-ranked Wisconsin Lutheran and second-ranked Pewaukee, Wisco came out on top once again, winning 72-64 behind 26 points from Con Knipple. In a top-10 battle in the Classic 8, Arrowhead turned back Muskego for a 62-50 win. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. One of the nation's fastest-growing conservation groups announced last year that it would be bringing its national rendezvous to the upper Midwest for the first time in 2024. Well, we learned last week that Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is still bringing its 2024 rendezvous to Minneapolis-St. Paul, April 18th to 20th, but it's changing its venue just 2.5 months before the event. More details when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. Missoula, Montana-based Backcountry Hunters and Anglers last week announced a change in venue for its 2024 North American Rendezvous. The annual event for the Upstart Conservation Group attracts sportsmen and women from across the country. BHA is moving the event from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds in St. Paul to the Minneapolis Convention Center with the same dates, April 18th to 20th. BHA organizers told Outdoor News that policies at the fairgrounds prohibiting firearms and knives prompted the change. Along with the new venue, BHA announced that tickets for the event are now available for purchase. This is the first time the event has not been held in the Intermountain West. Buy tickets or learn more about the rendezvous at backcountryhunters.org. And I'll see you at the rendezvous. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high low 40s. An inch or two of snow by tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday mixed with some clouds, cooler, high low 30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets ended up seeing some negativity on the beans. Mixed on the wheat, it was higher on the corn and a lot of red on the screen from a livestock perspective. We're going to dive into all the factors affecting today's trade with Sue Martin. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. So let's start out with these soybeans, Sue. I mean, I thought maybe they would have, after yesterday's trade, may have been able to hold on to some positives. Definitely did not happen today.
No, it didn't. It was a true turnaround Tuesday. But the after 2 days of inside trading ranges last Friday and then yesterday, the beans went up, took out yesterday's high by 0.75 cents, and then turned around and fell back. Came within a penny or so of the low of yesterday and then bounced back. But it was soybean oil that was kind of trying to give a little bit of support under the beans. And of course, that was off of the fact that the Malaysian Palm Oil Board's monthly report showed their end of January palm oil stocks were actually about 2.020 million metric tons, which came in well below the trade guess. And so that even showed that production was higher in January. So it's obviously a pretty good demand market right there for soy oil, and palm oil exports have been running higher than expected as well. So all of that played right into the soy oil market. Still, that market was, you know, 45.50 higher, turned around, was 45 lower, and then it came back and closed 40 higher. So a pretty volatile day in the bean oil, but all in all, that gave support to the beans to maintain, only closing about 6 cents lower on the day. Now, we've got support on beans around 1178, 1179. The market in the past week, a week ago Monday, was at 1179 and a half. Then it skipped a day, and then on Wednesday it was 1179 and a quarter. Then it was 1180, 80 and a half, 81 and a half. You know, we're really trying to hold that level. We're getting real thick in congestion here. And then, of course, the 10-day averages are holding our highs. So, and it's really getting compressed. So the market's going to do something here. Now, I will say that Thursday we have the USDA Ag Forum Outlook that starts. And so, you know, is there going to be anything real positive coming out of that at this time? Probably not. But I think the market's already been dealing with and dialing in you know, bigger production and larger potential of ending carrying stocks. So, you know, I'm not sure we get anything out of that that's going to really break the market. On the flip side, I don't know as if we're going to get anything to rally it much. So we're in a quiet doldrum. Tomorrow, Brazil and Argentina will be back to work after Carnival. And we still have China on vacation this week for the Lunar New Year. But a year of the dragon is kind of interesting. Usually a year of a dragon in China is thought to be good, very successful, a good economy, that type of thing, which, you know, China's having their share of battles right now. But even in 2012, which was the last year of a dragon, they come every 12 years. We note that there was 950,000 babies born just because the parents thought it would be good to have a baby in the year of a dragon because it implies greatness as success. And so, you know, I thought, well, I'll go back and look at some of those years. And of course, you know, 2012, we had a bull market. We all know it was a weather market too, but it was a bull market. 2000 had a high in May. That was the high of the year. And then we broke. And of course, basis soybeans. And, but still, it was a bear year, but the market did make a higher high over January in May. And in 1988, the market ended up with a good bull year as well. 1976 was a bull year. So three out of the last four have been bullish. So the question mark is, will that happen this year? We also note a year of a four does tend to have highs in May or July. Looking at the years of a dragon kind of fits that mode too. So I need to go back now and pull 1964 data, 1952, 1940, and 1928, even though China probably wasn't the real impetus in the market for grains like it is now.
I always find it interesting when you pull up those old charts and files and how much history within grains does repeat itself.
It does. Maybe not always the exact same way, but what I utilize it for is to give me an idea of where the highs and lows tend to cluster. And so that we can tell producers, okay, look for this window of a marketing opportunity and get things sold. And, you know, a year of a four tends to be very traditional. And so I would suspect that we're going to be down into the fall. Now, this year, we're also supposed to move away from El Nino to a La Nina. And that's expected to happen here in July or August. Probably it'll hit us more towards August from what we're picking up. But, you know, and another thing, Susan, I thought was very interesting. You know, okay, so we had a lot of dryness in Mato Grosso, Goiás, Tocantins, Bahia, Rio Grande do Sul, or Mato Grosso do Sul. And then it turned wet. And, of course, when they turned wet, southern Brazil turned dry along with Argentina. I kept thinking, now, those beans early planted, it seems like the harvest is going fairly quick, but yet they did lose some acres, you know, over to cotton because of, you know, the crop dying or not looking so good. But I thought it was interesting because I kept thinking, with all that rain, wouldn't you have some beans rotting and molding in the fields?
Second. Well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. We're going to talk more about this mold coming up after this on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Sue Martin. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. So we talked about, and you were alluding to the fact that there is some mold issues with these soybeans. And I mean, what's going to happen? Is that going to, I mean, you can't put them in the bin, as you said. Where do they go from here with trying to get some product moved?
Well, they can go ahead and move them. But the problem is they're going to either A, be rejected, or B, they're going to get docked horribly because it's a bad quality issue. And so, you know, when you have that situation going on, it's sad because prices have dropped. Excuse me. But then you also have the situation where you've got a quality issue and they dock you again. So it's really tough. And then you have the Farmers Union saying to farmers, especially in Mato Grosso, don't sell your beans, hold on to them. And so, you know, it's kind of an interesting time there in Brazil, but, you know, the weather's not been great. And then, you know, you start catching some rains and I think the bear is thinking, well, okay, the early planted beans, yes, there is a problem, but you know what? Those later planted beans are going to do just fine and be better. And so, and then they also look at Argentina coming back with a better crop this year than last year when they had 24 million metric ton production last year. And now they're looking at, again, when you start a planting season, you've got to assume the best. And they're back up in that 50, 55 range, 52. So I think that the bear is really picking at straws here to say reasons why, you know, it isn't going to matter that Brazil had a reduced crop. And I disagree with them because Argentina needs to refill their coffers and they need money. So they're going to crush their beans. They aren't going to be exporting them to Brazil.
So from a wheat perspective, before we jump over to livestock, the plains are supposed to get warmer than normal temps. Of course, they've had some drier weather in many areas. Is there concerns for this winter wheat crop? If we get a decent warm up and then we get a cold snap, that it could become an issue?
Yes, there is. Mainly because of the fact that right now, of course, if you look at hard red winter wheat, you're looking at, you know, the Dakotas and looking at Montana. Well, and across into Minnesota, and they're talking below normal temperatures here coming in around the 23rd, starting about the 19th, actually, in on through towards the end of the month and into the start of March. Well, you know, with all this warm weather, everything's coming to life a little sooner than normal. And I think likewise, wheat coming out of dormancy here as we start pushing towards March, it's going to bring that crop out of dormancy very quickly and make it more susceptible. And we see this often in April to May where we get wheat out of dormancy, it's heading out, and then all of a sudden, boom, we get hit with some really cold temperatures. And that's what causes the wheat market to rally in April to May. But they may be real concerned this year if it comes actually earlier. We have quaking aspen trees that are actually budding out. And I've had a friend on Facebook that's from our town show how her daylilies are starting to peek through the grass or through the beds. I think that's rather interesting because it is way so early. And of course, they're going to get a rude awakening here before very long.
No kidding. Let's take a look at this cattle market. And obviously, a lot of negativity factored into their trade today. And is some of it waiting on the cash?
Well, I think it is. Now, Iowa did have some 286 in the dressed that was traded here, light trade, yesterday. But basically, Yes, it's waiting on some cash trade. And of course, the market was a little bit lofty and overdone. Technically, we've got the markets turning south here. But, you know, you look at that CPI, and that was real surprising. And of course, then offered the incentive that probably the Fed isn't going to lower interest rates in March. And of course, but that should have been good news for the cattle market, but the stock market fell apart. And of course, the stock market could have a 4 to 5% correction off of its highs. We're down 754 as I speak on the Dow. So, you know, I look at the cattle market and I think the market's due for some correction here. Now, on our indicators that we follow, the 180 and the hourly is very low, and we're against 200 and a 10 day moving average conjoined. So the market's pushing into that, might try to get a bounce, but we think that bounce fails and the market turns. And it's kind of a seasonal correction anyway. Beef demand usually isn't real great at this time. I even had a gentleman telling me that his son had cattle that he feeds out for, you know, people to have for freezers. And he hasn't had any demand, and he's got 34 head that are ready and hasn't had any demand for them.
What is the best way, folks, to get a hold of you?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks so much. Sue Martin joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Propane, energy for everyone. Millions of farmers saw their summer weed control plans change drastically last week after a U.S. District Court in Tucson, Arizona, revoked the registration for dicamba in both cotton and soybeans, effective immediately. I'll be back with more details after this. More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm. Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California, or go to propane.com today. On February 6th, the U.S. District Court for the state of Arizona vacated the pesticide registrations for three popular dicamba herbicides, Xtendimax by Bayer, Ingenia from BASF, and Tavium by Syngenta. These three were part of a new class of dicamba herbicide with chemistry reformulations designed to make the product less prone to drift, which allowed for more application flexibility.
The decision by the court effectively means that farmers will be unable to apply any of those chemistries in the upcoming crop year, an extremely frustrating situation for farmers who have already made their seed and chemical purchases for this growing season. The court argued that the EPA did not adhere to the law in two separate instances involving dicamba. First, finding the EPA in violation of the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, or FIFRA, for using a, quote, circular approach to assessing risk, which led to continued dicamba vaporization and drift. The judge also found the EPA in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act, saying the agency did not allow for meaningful public input by approving the 2020 registrations without notice or hearings. The judge did acknowledge that the ruling would create problems for growers who have already committed to their seed and herbicide programs for the year, but said that the severity of EPA's violations justified the immediate halt. BASF, Bayer, and Syngenta have all issued statements expressing their disappointment in the ruling, with all saying they will work with the EPA and their legal teams to determine the next steps. They'll also be working with their customers on paths forward for 2024. This decision marks the culmination of a long-running suit from the National Family Farm Coalition, the Pesticide Action Network, the Center for Food Safety, and the Center for Biological Diversity. I'll be back with more details after this.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Following last week's court decision to remove the 2020 dicamba registration, Rob Foe of the Pesticide Action Network, one of the plaintiffs in the case, said, quote, "Every summer since the approval of dicamba, our farm has suffered significant damage to our vegetable crops. Today's decision provides much needed and overdue protection for farmers and the environment." That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Propane, energy for everyone. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high low 40s. An inch or two of snow by tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday mixed with some clouds, cooler, high low 30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
States jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming on. Go by, I can feel it flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The car's going. Just the other night I watched the world flash by. Headlights, taillights running through a river of neon signs. But somewhere in the rush I felt we're losing ourselves. And days go by, I can feel them flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by, it's all we've been given, so you better start living right now. Days go by, oh, and yeah, the days go by, oh, and we think about tomorrow, then it slips away. Oh, yes, it does. We talk about go by. I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by,
and
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my. Alcohol, I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you.
Salt and lime. We can plug in the hot pepper lights and pretend that we're living on Key West time. I can run to the store and get some charcoal, buy a tiki torch and fire up the grill. The whole town wants to know when I'm gonna grow up, but you know I never will. It might be a little bit loco, but it keeps me from losing my mind. Crazy's alright. There's nothing wrong with a little excitement. No, it makes me forget about work. Cause I live by the rule that everything's cool just as long as nobody gets hurt. It feels like I'm on vacation. Honey, you say the word. Go.
getting to me in those cut-off jeans and that t-shirt and sloppy joes. Yeah.